And good Tuesday morning. It is the show on 91.5. Still to come this hour, what is the future for communities in the wake of a net neutrality expected decision coming up later this week by the FCC? And we'll hear from one fire evacuee from Ventura County.
But first, the U.S. Agriculture Department has given Arizona the okay to test out a program the state says is aimed at reducing fraud and illegal trafficking in food stamp cards. There are currently nearly a million Arizonans who get benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Those benefits come in the form of electronic benefit cards. And with me to talk about this two-year waiver granted by the USDA is Cynthia Zwick. She's the executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association. And Cynthia, first off, what do you make of what the state plans to do here?
Well, I think it's sort of a trend that we're starting to see in making it a little bit more difficult to actually receive the benefits, apply for and receive the benefits. Right now, Arizona law requires DES to make contact with SNAP recipients who request more than four replacement EBT cards. This would actually require them to begin making contact after the second request. So the concern that I think many of us have is, you know, first of all, what's that going to cost the state? There's not been any sort of analysis on what it would cost from an administrative staffing perspective to do that. And really, what is the ultimate goal? You know, it's articulated that it's to address fraud. And what we know is that food stamp participation has gone up significantly over the last couple of years, over the last several years, actually, due to the recession. And so I think our concern really is this really just a way to further stigmatize participation and the families that are participating in the program today?
Is the thinking that by having the state contact SNAP recipients if they request a replacement card that the state is concerned that folks maybe didn't lose the card and are just trying to get another one or get more benefits than what they are supposed to be getting?
Yeah, I think the waiver and I think some of the information that's come out of the USDA is indicated that it really is to get to what they're calling SNAP trafficking and see if that's happening in Arizona, and if it is, how do we prevent it? I think the incident of that occurring nationally has gone up a bit, but I think if you really look at who's profiting from any kind of inappropriate behavior, it's really small stores in smaller communities that are actually seeing the benefit of that. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that none of us that work in this arena and, you know, working to end poverty or hunger in the state support anybody who's committing fraud. But we really think it's misplaced attention in that the folks that really are benefiting through any kind of misuse of this program are likely grocers and not the individuals themselves.
So what do you think the ultimate impact of this waiver will be? I mean, do you think the state will find some amount of fraud? Do you think there will be some kind of impact on SNAP recipients?
Well, I hope not. I think it's possible that there will be some. I know that there has been an incident or two over the last probably 5 years where grocers have been identified as benefiting from inappropriate use of the funds. But I would hope that if it does occur, it's minimal, and I would truly hope that it doesn't occur at all.
You mentioned earlier that you're concerned about this. I mean, do you think that SNAP recipients will run into problems based on this?
You know, I don't know that SNAP recipients will run into problems. I think at least not initially, I think the greater impact potentially down the line is more and more barriers to people accessing the benefit. And I think sometimes the responsibility for the misuse is misplaced. And I think we just need to understand that SNAP is a temporary program that helps families through difficult times. It is not a lifetime benefit. And so I think the longer-term concern is that if there is any fraud identified, that it will have greater systemic impact than necessarily, which will ultimately trickle down to have an individual participant impact, if that makes sense.
Understanding that there are different federal agencies involved here with these different programs, do you see this waiver as maybe a sign that there could be other waivers like this given to other sort of benefit programs in the state, for example, drug testing or work requirements or a lifetime cap on benefits, things like that?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think this is, we're just beginning to see a trend for people to have more sort of hoops to jump. But I think longer term, what this really is sort of leading to is what we've been hearing a lot about lately in the news, where the administration, and I think the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has indicated that once the tax proposal has gotten through the process, has been signed by the president, which, you know, that's its own process, I think they're turning their sights to welfare reform. And what we think, based on the readings that we've done about those statements and about the intentions, is that it's a couple of things. It's more stringent guidelines for eligibility, so work requirements, drug testing, a variety of other measures. But we also think it's leading to a sincere effort to severely reduce funding, if not eliminate funding, for many of the programs that support our community. So we're really concerned about what the longer-term implications are.
Cynthia Zwick is the executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association. We also reached out to Governor Doug Ducey's office on this. They referred us to a statement he made in a USDA press release saying, quote, "I appreciate Secretary Perdue's willingness to work with states to improve the administration of this program. Through this policy, we can provide a hand up to those in need while ensuring we have the tools necessary to crack down on fraud and protect taxpayers," end quote.